If you go back to the first pile of prep that I issued at MikeChurch.com this year in January 2019, Matt Drudge ran this headline from this imbecile predicting that Trump would not survive until May. He wouldn't survive until May. Because I don't remember who the reporter was. I think he writes for the New York Times or one of those. That he wasn't going to survive until May because the Mueller report was going to come out and was going to send him to jail. He'd be impeached. He gone. And I remember reading. I read part of it to you. It's in the pile of prep. I want to say January the 7th or 8th, whatever day it was that we came back. I remember reading it to you and saying, Trump will outlast that clown. The mistake these imbeciles are making, and I think some of this is grossly intentional, okay? It's done with malice, aforethought, okay? It's done with malice. I think that the mistake that they've all made and they continue to make it is they continue to think that he's as stupid as the other politicians that they hobnob with. You know, without mentioning any names, I think I told this to Rob Manus when he was on the show on Friday. I have a friend who is related to a certain statewide elected politician here in Louisiana. And I told him that I had met with him and had presented my ideas, the same ones that I gave to Rob. Rob understood, and Rob said, yeah, we can act upon those. Yeah, we can do that. Yeah. And that this particular politician didn't know what I was talking about. He just looked at me like, I don't get it. I don't understand. That's that. No. He told me on one of them, I'll run it up the party flagpole. I'm like, why do you have to run it up the party flagpole? It's either a good idea and good for the state or it's not. But he told me, he goes, Mike, you make the mistake of thinking that politicians are educated, that they're in the know. Politicians are not in the know. They're idiots. Now, they're good at talking in front of cameras. You know, the old joke, you don't want to be standing in between a live microphone inside or outside the Capitol building in Mordor and Chuck Schumer, because you'll get run over. So this is it ought to be an indictment, and it should be. You know, where is the investigation over the broadcast media's collusion? Here, listen to this. Don Jr. By the by, today is the Feast of the Annunciation, and we are going to talk about, I'm going to do a segment on the Annunciation, and I'm going to give you fair warning right now. When we come back at the noon, at the top of the hour, because it'll be noon here, because it is the Annunciation, I'm doing the Angelus. If you don't want to hear it, then come back in 2 minutes, 2 minutes after noon, because I'm going to do it, we'll do it I'll do it to myself. You can say it along with me if you'd like. If not, then as I said, you can come back. So I can't play the air raid warning siren because it has the A word on it, so I won't. Don Jr. After more than 2 years of nonstop conspiracy theories from CNN, MSNBC, BuzzFeed, and the rest of the mainstream media, as well as daily lies and smears coming from Democrats in Mordor, the Mueller report proves what those of us with sane minds have known all along. I love how Don Jr. Uses our lingo here. There was
0.0.
Yes, he says zero. All caps. Collusion with Russia. Sadly, instead of apologizing for needlessly destabilizing the country and a transparent attempt to delegitimize the 2016 election, it's clear that the collusion truthers in the media and the Democrat Party are only going to double down on their sick and twisted conspiracy theories moving forward. It's my hope that honest journalists within the media have the courage to hold these now fully debunked truthers accountable and treat them with the scorn and ridicule that they so richly deserve. And then there's some other responses on here. Now, if you go to Glenn Greenwald, reporting on this. If you don't know, Glenn Greenwald started a news site. It's called The Intercept. He used to work for the UK Guardian newspaper. He's actually been a guest on the Mike Church Show once upon a time. So I've interviewed Glenn Greenwald once. He seems to be, and he's independent, seems to be an actual honest